All right, everybody, welcome back to the Vegas Guys Locker Room. I'm your host, as always, Jay. And today, we are breaking down some fantasy football for you. So, today we're going to look at the NFL Draft, which is about a week and a half away. Hopefully, everybody is prepped and excited for it. I know I am, as always, looking to see the future stars and what possibly could happen in both Dynasty and Redraft leagues. Today, we're going to break down the possibility of the top 10 picks and what effect they may have on fantasy football players going forward for their respective teams. This is huge, especially for Dynasty. Maybe if you see somebody get drafted, maybe you want to try to get away from someone. Maybe you want to avoid somebody coming up in this year's redraft league. But we're going to break down the top 10 picks. And according to Rhett Lewis, his latest mock draft coming out on NFL.com. We're going to use that with, I believe there is one trade at the number 10 pick. Everything else other than that seems to be pretty straightforward. Curious to see if that's how the NFL draft works. We're going to use this mock draft just as a template, and we'll go forth and see how this works out. All right. Of course, the number 10 pick does belong to the New York Jets. It looks like Rhett Lewis has this being traded to the Denver Broncos. What involves in the trade, I don't know, but it looks like they'll be selecting J.J. McCarthy, quarterback. And now how this affects the Denver Broncos going forward, because Denver Broncos don't have a whole lot of weapons. I believe the person this benefits the most is going to be Marvin Mims. I think the wide receiver had a, you know, has a good year. No more Jerry Jeudy in town. You know, he is a smaller guy, but he is fast. Hopefully his route running has gotten better. He was more one of those fly route guys. Hopefully we can get him across in some crossing patterns, get him into space. I think that's where he flourishes. You saw him on special teams just be amazing last year. If they can get the ball into space with him, I think he can make things happen. This will ease up the things for J.J. McCarthy. He won't have to look for the big play all the time. Short game management quarterback, it's going to be fine. It's going to fit Sean Payton's offensive outlook. And going forward, I think it's a great move. I think that if that does happen, that's a great move for the Denver Broncos and the future of that franchise. They do have a couple weapons. Of course, you've got your big target in the red zone in Cortland Sutton. And also, I believe this is going to be big for Greg Dulcich as well. Everybody knows rookie QB's best friend is always going to be the tight end. So I think those guys are going to be huge. I think that's going to be a big, but those are the guys who I believe will be affected the most by that. Now, again, it is Marvin Mims. It is a rookie quarterback. You know he's going to make his mistakes. He's going to go through his growing pains. But somebody, if you can target late, Marvin Mims might be a good pickup. The number 9 pick right now belongs to Chicago. And he has Rome Odunze going, the wide receiver from Washington. Who's this affect the most? I really think this affects Keenan Allen the most. And the reason why is Rome can do many different things. Keenan Allen's a little bit later in his career. You know he knows how to find space in zone coverages. He can play in the slot. He can play on the outside. I think at this point in his career, he's probably going to play mostly out of the slot. And I think he has a big year coming out. I know he's got their possibility of drafting a rookie quarterback. We'll get into that later. But I think this pick, if they do go with Rome here at the wide, you know, with the wide receiver spot, I think this will free up some opportunities for Keenan Allen to maybe get some possession. So if you're playing in a PPR league, I think it's going to be huge to have Keenan Allen if you can get him later in drafts, and hopefully he can stay healthy for you. Number 8, he's got Dallas Turner as an edge rusher coming out of it, you know, coming to Atlanta. I think this is huge, what the precedents they want to set. If this is the case where they're going to build that defense, I think the offense has some huge weapons. What I believe with this coaching staff going forward, I think Bijan Robinson, who maybe some of you are kind of skeptical on how to draft him this year. I know he went high on redraft leagues. Dynasty, of course, you're still keeping him around. He's still a very young, capable running back. But in redraft leagues, he might drop a little bit. I think this is huge for him because I think what this is going to set, they're going to go heavy on defense, focus on controlling the ball, keeping that defense off the field until they can fully rebuild that. They're going to get some young talent in here. I think Bijan Robinson is going to be huge, especially with Kirk Cousins there. Look for Bijan Robinson to have the most effect if they go build defense with this pick. At the number 7 pick, Tennessee, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. It looks like they're going to go with an old lineman. And it's Fashanu. Sorry if I mispronounced that. But this is going to benefit that running back duo they have of Tajay Spears and Tony Pollard now. Tony Pollard, of course, having a down year again with Dallas. I think both these running backs are very similar, and I think you can fit them. You don't even have to change your offense for both of those guys. It's a very unique situation that Tennessee has with their running backs. Usually you see kind of different style of runners from a two-headed monster in a running game. These guys are very similar in the way they play. Tajay, of course, has the very has the younger legs. Tony Pollard's getting to that age where maybe he's going to start falling off a bit. But look for those running backs to be adequate and get that offensive line, especially with the second-year quarterback coming in, Will Levis. Look for the running backs there. I wouldn't be afraid to take one of those running backs. If you can get one of them at the bargain price, it's probably a good idea because you don't know who's going to be the number one guy, who's going to get the majority of the touches. Could take your shot and end up with a good, solid running back to put in your flex or cover your bye weeks. All right, and number six, the New York Giants. They're going to go with Neighbors, the wide receiver. Who's this going to affect? Well, here's my theory on this. The Giants, who on the Giants is going to benefit the most? Well, I think it's going to be the team store because Neighbors will probably sell jerseys. Other than that, I don't know who this is going to affect the most. You got a quarterback situation going there. You got Danny Dimes. You can get out of that contract the way that contract's set up really soon. They have no running game. They have no O-line. The team is in a full-blown rebuild mode. If they go with Neighbors here at the number six at a wide receiver, you get a number one receiver, no quarterback. Sorry, listen, I was hoping Danny Dimes pan out. He has not panned out to be the quarterback of the future, I don't think. And yeah, I believe if you do go with Neighbors here at the number six pick, the team store is the one that benefits it. I mean, that's about it. I just don't see this really helping the New York Giants. They got too many needs for them to be even fantasy relevant. I'm kind of almost treating them like the Cleveland Browns of the old, where you just did not draft a Cleveland Brown. My theory here is I am not drafting any New York Giants this season. I just don't see any fantasy value in that team whatsoever. Number five pick, it belongs to the Los Angeles Chargers. I think they're going to go with, it looks like Rhett Lewis has offensive tackle with Joe Alt, get the best offensive lineman on the board. Jim Harbaugh is now the head coach. Who does this benefit the most? It is Gus Edwards. He went out inside the veteran running back. As we've talked about before, the running back class in this year's draft, not very deep. I think Gus Edwards gets the majority of the carries coming out of this, especially in goal line situations inside the 20. Gus Edwards still has plenty of miles left on those legs. Can he stay healthy is the biggest question, but I do believe this benefits him the most. So if you're looking for a running back to get in later rounds, Gus Edwards could be a very good, viable option that you may want to look at. Number four, you got the Cardinals. It looks like you got to go with Marvin Harrison. Okay, the wide receiver out of Ohio State. The guy is a playmaker. Interesting way he's handled this draft process, not showing up to the combine. Really kind of a standoffish guy. Doesn't really like to talk to the media, but you kind of knew that. He wasn't one of those guys in college who really, really stood out off the field. He let his on-the-field play speak for itself and just kind of left the media stuff out of it. Maybe he's got that from his, you know, those tips from his father. Just leave the media alone. Let your on-field play speak for itself, and the rest will happen for you. Who's this affect the most? Well, I've got two options here. I really think it affects Kyler Murray because it finally gives him a nice target. Is it going to take some time probably for them to develop some chemistry? Absolutely. No more Hollywood Brown there. Hopkins is long gone. He's going to look at it. You know, of course, you had Michael Wilson, who everybody expected maybe to take a step forward, big body receiver. That could still be the case. You still have some good scat wide receivers there. The running back situation there with, you know, with Connor, you know that's going to be their star running back is going to be James Connor going forward. I think the other person this really helps out because it's going to clear space is Trey McBride, the tight end. he was a very good tight end coming out of college. He showed spurts of it last year. You know, so good that they moved away from Zach Ertz. But I think this Trey McBride can actually really flourish into a probably must-start tight end. He could definitely be a top five tight end at the end of this year with this pick, freeing up some space for him to kind of go. You know, they're going to key Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe McBride ends up with several touchdowns in the red zone, some big playmaker capability for McBride as well. Number three belongs to the Pats. It looks like they're going to go with Jaden Daniels, a quarterback out of LSU. Not a whole lot of weapons there. You got Ramondre Stevenson still in the backfield. Of course, he's going to benefit, so that means because they're going to run the ball. With a young quarterback, you want to establish the run game. Hunter Henry will probably be affected the most. Like I've said, rookie quarterbacks love tight ends. Love tight ends. Hunter Henry is one of the best, still one of the best. He could see some uptake in that offense. Now, what kind of offense is going to be run? Whole new regime there. Curious to see how it's going to play out, but I do like Hunter Henry going with the young quarterback. So you can get your one read, dump it down to the tight end, and that should be playmaking gold right there. So if you're looking at that, Hunter Henry would probably be a guy on a pass that I'd be looking to get. It's probably him and Ramondre Stevenson, the only two viable options. Going forward in a redraft league, you definitely want to get yourself some Jaden Daniels. Going forward in some dynasty, if you can, I think he's going to be big play, big capabilities. Number two, the Commanders. He's got him going with Drake May, the quarterback out of North Carolina. I'm always skeptical on ACC quarterbacks. They don't play the toughest competition in that, you know, that conference. Remember the last North Carolina quarterback, Mr. Trubisky, that came out. He didn't pan out too well either. So curious to see how this goes forward. I think this affects Austin Eckler the most, the newly signed running back coming over from the Chargers to the Commanders. You can see some opportunities. Austin Eckler, after having a down year, has something to prove. I think this is a big year, probably one of the last big years you're probably going to get out of Austin Eckler at his age. You know, he's a big fantasy guy himself. He probably thinks the same thing. He's going to have a big year. It's, you know, with a rookie quarterback, you could see some good moves there. So I don't think this is going to affect the wide receiving core as much. You know, listen, I'm a Terry McLaurin holder. John Dotson, I was a big fan of, but they just never got in the quarterback situation. This first year might not be the time you want to get those guys in a redraft. Maybe if you can get some of these guys early in a dynasty to move down, maybe pick up some young players. Listen, one of these wide receivers might be one of the guys you're looking for. And of course, the number one pick belonging to the Bears as well. They look like they're going to go with Caleb Williams out of USC, the quarterback. Of course, like you said, they've got Keenan Allen. Yeah, DJ Moore. I think it affects Cole Kmet. Like I said, rookie quarterbacks and tight ends, always gold. Cole Kmet is an established tight end in this league. Even without good quarterback play, he's always been a top-tier tight end. And listen, go get yourself some more Cole Kmet. I think he has a big year. Definitely can be a top three tight end with the way the tight end market is right now. But that is, of course, a mock draft according to Rhett Lewis. Now, is the draft going to play out that way? Still waits and remains to be seen. I'm curious to see how many trades are made in that top 10. You know, of course, the Minnesota Vikings have been talked about wanting to move up. They hold two first-round picks. Denver, how far would they move up to get their guy? Rhett Lewis has them move in the 10. And the Jets getting some much-needed picks to bolster and make their team a little deeper. What are your comments? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think there'll be more than the one trade in the top 10? I'm curious to see. It's going to be a fun one. And listen, it's the NFL draft. It's always fun to watch the first couple rounds. Like I said, the running back prospects coming in this year's draft, not the strongest. Maybe only a handful of guys you probably want to look at. But again, join us next time on the Vegas Guys Locker Room as we're going to do some dynasty breakdowns, because we do have our upcoming dynasty draft. Probably sit down with one of the league mates in that one and see what their feelings are on this year's draft. It's going to be curious. You know, we just started dynasty for our subs personally last season. It's going to be our first rookie dynasty draft. Of course, three rounds of interesting perspective coming from these guys. It's going to be fun. We're going to see who fumbles and makes mistakes and goes for guys a little too early. And we'll break that stuff down probably in the next time, the draft being a week and a half away. But it's definitely a show we're going to put up soon. Again, the Dynasty Draft. first ever for my league mates and myself. And we'll break that down and see what mistakes we made and how you can help avoid those in your own dynasty draft. All right, guys. Thanks again. I'm your host, Jay. Please follow us on YouTube. Right now, we have our hockey talk with me and my father. We will be getting some videos out there on fantasy football the closer we get to the football season. And hoping you guys give us a follow, subscribe to the channel, get alerted when we get new content. The podcast is also available on there as well if it's more convenient for you. And remember, if you were on Google Podcasts, that is no longer around. We are on YouTube Music as well. So, guys, as always, been a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you next time. And we'll see you all in the next one.